This is a positivity podcast. We will discuss ships of all shapes and sizes. From the pure to the problematic, no ship is off limits. Every ship discussed in this podcast is a work of fiction. It's not real. So therefore, it doesn't really matter. If you don't like the OTP discussed in this episode, why don't you go outside, take a walk, and don't listen to this episode. We'll see you next time. Welcome back to the One True Podcast, a podcast where we talk about OTPs, shipping, One True Pairings, and all of that great stuff. I asked for so long on Twitter, can I please have some women loving women ships? And my prayers have been answered because I have a lovely person here today to talk about one of those OTPs. So, first and foremost, who are you, my special guest? What would you like to be called on the show?
Hey guys, it's Solar. That's basically what I go as. I've just been here in the fandom since like last year, basically, but I've been pretty active around Twitter since for 2 years. So
right on. Go Twitter.
Go Twitter.
Go Twitter. Who are we talking about today?
So today we're gonna be talking about Nami and Robin from One Piece. So that should be exciting.
This is also my first One Piece episode.
Yeah, oh, that's so cool.
Right? I haven't had anybody come on to talk about One Piece, which I'm kind of surprised. But anyway, I'm so glad this is the first one. So for those of us living under a rock, who are Nami and Robin?
Okay, so Nami and Robin are both part of the main protagonist's crew in One Piece, so Luffy's crew. They're part of the Straw Hat crew. Nami was one of the first original six members, and Robin joined a little after. And they have it's a small age difference, maybe 2 years. Because of that, Robin has a little bit more experience with pirating, and Nami has more experience with stealing. So it's very cool, difference in, their relationships. Nami's very headstrong, very, loud. She's also very energetic, and Robin's more reserved, but still, very kind at heart and very understanding.
Wait, is it a Genki girl and a serious girl ship?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh my god! I'm screaming. Oh my god. Okay, now we have to talk about Genki girl. Yes. So for those of us truly living under a rock, Solar, what's a Genki girl?
Okay, so it's really hard to explain specifically, but they're basically the type of, they're usually schoolgirls sort of. They just have a lot of energy. That's what they're mostly known for. Just a lot of energy with someone that's runs everywhere. But Nami is a little different than that. She could be referred to as one, but she also is pretty smart. She's one of the clever types, you know what I mean? But very energetic, very loud. She has the same energy that the protagonist shares, even if she doesn't admit it. She thinks that she knows when to run away from a situation, but she does it in a very comedic way. But that doesn't mean she's weak. You know what I mean? So she's a very cool character. I always resonated with her the most. But yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And how is Robin's cool girl? I want to hear about that too.
She's so great. She was she's my sister's favorite character. And she she's just very reserved. She has one of the more tragic backstories for sure. They all do, but hers is very painful. She's just still so kind though. She still has the ability to care about other people, even based off what she's gone through and things like that. Very self-sacrificial. But she's also a little morbid. she makes a little morbid jokes, but it's just part of her character. But she's very kind. Yeah, she's just a reserved person.
I love that. So when did you start shipping them?
Okay, so I've been part of, not the fandom, but, I've been in love with One Piece since, middle school, but I actually started shipping them, 2 years ago, actually properly shipping.
Wow. What was the moment?
It wasn't, in the anime. I think it was, I saw fan art, fleeting fan art. I can't find it anymore.
There you go. There you go. Fan art does it again.
It changes you. Really, it does. I never figured out why, but, the minute I see good fan art, I'm like, oh, I need to read stuff now. I can't unsee it. But yeah.
Well, are there any moments that you know of in the One Piece canon that are like especially good Nami Robin fodder?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think they have a very like Robin's someone Nami looks up to for sure. They kind of like understand each other. They always have like moments where they like do have the most understanding of the ship, like mostly because they're both women on the ship, and then the other is just like Robin's like a little older, so she's more mature, very understanding. Whenever Nami has like moments, like Robin's also there and understanding them. Like she's one of the type of people to understand a lot of the crew members most, because she's always observing. So Nami's also part of that. But I think it's cute. they're just so opposite. So I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Why do you think people really gravitate toward those opposites attract ships?
I think there's like, it's like the whole north-south pole thing. Like regardless, like there's a magnetism there. You know what I mean? That like they just balance each other out. Like there's some things one character is able to do that the other character is not, and like vice versa. And like they're able to help each other because of it. And I think that like creates for like more bonding moments, more like understanding, even if there's a little bit of clash. Like, don't get me wrong, I like angst, but it's still like there's like a good respect there that ends up like growing more and more as they like understand each other. So that's why I think the opposites attract trope is one of the best, in my opinion.
Isn't it also nice to have, I guess, an anime that has two very strong female characters who literally can, like, hold their own and have really good character development in and of themselves in the canon?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It feels so good to see that, because I feel like it's really hard sometimes to see, like, a good, like, well-written female character. And they, both of them, although they're, like, they're both funny, they're also, they have some of the most, like intense character development moments ever. They have like the spotlight on them. It's like you never see it shy away from them, and it's just like great to see the friendship like grow.
So when you are, you know, going for that good Nami Robin content, do you tend to look at things from Robin's perspective more or Nami's perspective more?
Oh, Nami's for sure. I think I'm just so like she has like a temper, and like so do I a little bit. Like, I think that's what happens when you're raised the oldest of like four. So like I just like relate to her like scolding motherly tendencies. Like I don't know, I've always like related to her more because she just seems so emotional, and like I don't think being emotionally is bad ever. Like, I think that's the first thing that I always like look at a character, is that if they're emotional, if they're in touch with their emotions, I'm very like I like gravitate towards them more. Like, not to say that Robin isn't, like, amazing. She's just more reserved. But, like, so that's why I feel like I understand Nami on a more, like, personal-to-personal, like, basis. You know what I mean?
What are some of, like, your favorite things that Nami, like, simps about Robin for?
Well, I mean, if I was Nami, like, I definitely think it would just be how, like, put together she is. Like, just she seems like she has it all together. And, like, she's so tall and, like, dark hair. I'm projecting, but, like, probably she's just so pretty. And I'm pretty sure Nami has mentioned it before that, like, Robin is, like, beautiful. Like, she's mentioned it once or twice. So definitely one of those things on a shallow basis. But also because she's very smart and understanding, very kind, you know? Like, she's, like, the big sister of the group. So I always... it would be nice to have that, you know. I feel like Nami always had that on her shoulders, but like now she can share that burden. Well, not burden, but like that, like
babysitting all those boys.
Exactly, that literally just like all of that responsibility, she could share it with like Robin. So it's great.
That's so great. So what makes a really good Robin POV then?
I think Robin is very like, although she doesn't show her emotions, I feel like she would be like thinking a lot, you know? So I feel like a good POV would just be like a lot of introspection on her character, you know what I mean? So a lot of thoughts, like what she's going through, what she's thinking, her feelings, like, but when she like speaks, it'd be very like short, like small, like, but impactful sentences. So I feel like that would be a good point of view.
Oh my god, it would be like Longo.
Yes, oh my god, I love Longo. I feel like he's literally just like that. Like, he thinks so much, like you could see him thinking, but he says very short, impactful statements that like you out in an outside perspective you wouldn't think means much, but like when you're in the moment you're like, wow, like you're so right, it was that obvious, you know, things like that.
That's so incredible that we can make that comparison. Oh my gosh. But anyway, so I don't know if you've mentioned, well, have you seen the One Piece, like, movies and stuff?
Oh, I've seen a few of them. They're still coming out with more, so I have to see the latest ones, but yes, I've seen.
Are there any movies that have, like, Nami, Robin subplots?
So I wish they did, but I think
they're... Aw, damn.
Yeah, they don't really... I think they're mostly focusing on a lot of Luffy. There was one where Nami did get kidnapped. There was one, but very intense. But it was, like, less focused on, like, Nami and Robin and more focused on, like, Nami and the whole crew and Luffy because he's the main character, so...
Are there any episodes in the canon that specifically focus on their relationship then?
I think they're like snippets within episodes. Like, you see them together and things like that. Or, like, they're the ones, like, talking and, like, discussing things. But it's never, like, full. I would love to have an episode of just them hanging out. Like, a filler episode. Like, I would love to see that. Because I think they do it a lot with Luffy more. But, like, just having, like, a Nami Robin episode or with the other side characters would be so cool.
Don't you love it when, like, the side characters get their, like, side quest episode? So it can... Group bonding is important.
But, yeah, exactly. And I love to see, like, which other, like, characters are able to, like, grow relationships. Because it's always centered around Luffy. I want to see what other characters, like, have relationships outside of him, you know?
Okay, but here's my follow-up question. Do you think that then it is easier to kind of, like... create, like, fan fiction and fan works for it because there is, like, so much left for interpretation, if you get what I mean?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think that there's a lot of, like, good One Piece fan fiction out there. I haven't found a lot of, like, I'm actually surprised, but there's not a lot of ship fan fiction, like, whether it's, like, MLM or, like, FLM, you know? FLF or, like, those ones, too. But, like, I did see, like, a few, some people are, like, so in touch with, like, the characters. Like, they just feel what they feel, so then they, when they write, it's, like, oh, it's so great. Like, fanfiction is, like, amazing in general, but, like, just knowing that, like, One Piece has, like, such amazing writers is, like, a good comfort, you know?
So as I always say, we love the canon. The canon is so great, but sometimes we crave a little something extra. So, Solar, have you created anything extra for your OTP?
I actually have not. It hasn't been, like, since I'm in so many different, like, fandoms right now, I'm not really, like, creating a lot for, like, the ones that I enjoy the most, which is really sad. I wish I could create for Nami and Robin. One day I will. I'll contribute. But I did find a few good ones.
What you want to do thing. So we'll put a pin in that. And actually, this totally counts as you doing something for the OTP. So congratulations. You did it.
Great.
You're coming on the show to talk about them.
I hope so.
Yeah. So where are those good fic recs? Let's hear them.
Okay, so sadly, there's never ever, like, I feel like there's a shortage in a lot of, like, women likes women ships and things like that, which is, like, really sad, especially with, like, One Piece. And when I was going through the tag, like, way before, like, when I was, like, very into the ship and stuff, like, a lot of Nami Robin stuff was very side character-esque, but I did find some goldies. So there's Bedmates by Total Spiffage. Very good. It's, like, short, a little short, like, but it's something that, like, it was so intense. It was just, like, I don't know how to explain it. They were, like, just going through, like, Nami and Robin, like, are pretty close and things like that. They like, have, like, a lot of trust issues, so they, like, trust in each other, and it's very intense. Little not safe at work, but definitely one of my faves. And then there is Unwinding by Lunar Shores. And that is a lot of fluff, just, like, them basically cuddling, like, a lot of just, like, canon compliant, things like that. But after that, like, I couldn't find a lot that wasn't, like, them as side characters or side ships, sadly.
Was there any of those fics, though, that had them as side ships that were, I don't know, maybe a standout performance, I guess?
I actually did really like, what's it called? I did like this one. Let me see. It was Manners, right? Zoro learned some manners. Basically, It's just him with Sanji, and like, yeah, like there was a little bit of Nami and Nico Robin in there too, which I really enjoyed. Really happy with that. But yeah, it was a nice. By Sin Vamp. Yeah, that's the author.
Very cool. Do you have any fan art recs?
I think I couldn't find a lot of like specific Nami Robin like artists, but I did find a few like One Piece artists. Let me get the list out. Okay, so there is like Wanda Zardine, like an amazing One Piece artist. Like, so they use a lot of like realism with the One Piece, like the art and stuff, so it's a really cool touch on like the characters. There's Xantorio, so like I think that's how you pronounce it, so it's X-A-N-T and Torio, so so cute like the way they like draw the characters, and like Nami's so pretty in their art style, so if anyone wants like a cute little Nami, definitely check them out too. And then my last recommendation would be The Little Toot. So the little underscore toot. Yeah. So they do a little bit more like not safe for work, but like definitely has like really pretty like art style regarding the colors that they use and the shading. So I really like it. I enjoy it.
We enjoy not safe for work here, so that's fine.
We do too. Yeah.
For sure. All right, so we're going to pull out that pin. So what is the Nami Ramen fan fiction that you want to manifest into this universe one day?
Oof, I want to do, I've been thinking about this.
Yes, let's hear it.
I've been wanting to do like a very modern AU sort of with Navi and Robin. I wanted to do sort of like senior girl, like helps out, like tutors, like the junior girl and stuff like that, who's kind of like going through a lot. It'd be more comedic. I do a lot of rom-com type, like very cheesy.
They are very good.
Thank you, but it's always very cheesy. And it's just like a guilty pleasure of mine. I like that Hallmark stuff, you know? So I just want to kind of like incorporate that. Can't English right now, but like incorporate that with Nami and Robin as well. So just want... I love my girls.
It's so cute. I would love to see that. That's like the Christmas movie that I wanted.
Yes, exactly. Oh, gosh, I love them. And I love cliches. Like, I'm a sucker for them. So I would want that in like my OTPs as well, you know? So Nobby and Robin, for sure.
Let's do top three cliches. Go.
Okay. My top three cliches, definitely the one bed.
Ooh, yes. Favorite. That's favorite. The correct answer.
Yes. Enemies, right? Like very like, oh, I hate them at first, but like now I'm kind of into them, you know, things like that. And fake dating, one of my favorites, 100% my favorites. Oh gosh, you can never go wrong with those tropes. Like, I feel like it's just so great.
That literally just sounds like Miu Mei right now.
Oh dude, I do like Miu Mei is a guilty pleasure. I'm very Misawa centered, but I mean Miu
Mei. Aren't we all like excuse
I can't. I love Miu Mei. Like, I can't.
Oh my god. If you want it, it's yours. Like, I would love to talk about it. But anyway, next time.
next time, for sure.
Next time. But yeah, no, that shit is so tasty. I always love that good shit. It's so nice.
Oh, yeah, same.
Would you say that you are more drawn then to AUs than like something canon compliant?
I think it definitely depends on the ship, but mostly I've always been a more like, oh, I want to see what you could do with these two characters outside of the setting they're in, you know? So I've always been like a more AU-based person. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, I like Kingdom AUs. Like, sometimes I'm mostly like a very like modern, like I like modern AUs to see what they're like in like office AUs, things like that. Like, they're always fun to like play around with. I feel like that's the glory of fan fiction and fan art, you know? You can never like put them in one place for too long.
Is there a moment in canon though that you would like to read fan fiction about?
Oh yeah, I think I want to definitely that. Well, I guess this would count as canon. I personally do, but like the movie where Nami gets kidnapped, I kind of want to see like a Robin perspective on that for sure.
Ooh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, something like if a whole like Nami, like Robin playing like the hero or like Nami playing a hero. Very, very cool stuff.
That would be really dope. All right, cool. So we are rounding up to our penultimate question. So, Solar, is there anything you would like to say about Nami, Robin, that we haven't already said thus far?
I think Nami and Robin are the two very, like, strong female characters I've ever seen in, like, a lot of, like, shows so far. Like, and, like, we've been getting, like, stronger female characters, like, the more we go on. But they're definitely part of the reason why I continue to watch One Piece, considering how long it is. So if you are thinking of watching it, and I understand putting in the time and effort too, I would definitely do it for them.
What are your, like, top three tips to starting One Piece?
There, definitely look for a website that cuts out the filler episodes. I promise they're not, you can go back to them and watch them, but, like, if you really just want to, like, get to the point of the plot, try to find there are websites that actually take out the filler episodes for One Piece. So that's one. Two, I promise, I know the openings and endings are good, but just listen to them once until the new opening and endings, right? And then keep skipping them, because I promise the rest of the episodes are, like, just, like, 5 minutes of recap, and then the next 15 minutes are the actual episodes.
That's what I used to do for Daya.
Yeah, it's not as long as people think, but yeah. So, and then the third tip I would have is that to definitely, like, look at it with less of a very, like, analytical approach. Just have fun with it, you know, like laugh at the characters, like, laugh at the jokes that they make, you know what I mean? Like, and, like, cry with them, feel with them, you know? I think that's the best way to, like, enjoy anime, is to, like, not think too much on it, but, like, just have fun watching.
That's literally so fucking inspiring. I want to, like, bottle that up and, like, drink it every day for sustenance.
Yeah, it definitely helps me. It helps motivate me to watch things for sure. So,
oh my gosh. Well, all right. You know what time it is. I guess we know what time it is. I don't know. Yeah. I keep assuming people know what time it is, but it always catches us off guard every single time. So, Solar, can you sum up Nami Robin in 3 to 5 words or maybe a short sentence?
Very intricately romantic.
That's wholesome.
They're, yeah.
That's so lovely.
They're very, like, intense, in my opinion.
It's a burning passion that never dies.
Never dies down. For sure.
And they're on the high seas, so it's literally, they see each other all the time, so it never will.
Yeah, they do. And it's great. They're just, like, rooming together, too, so the one bed thing can happen one day.
Oh, my God, and they were roommates.
They were roommates.
I love it. Oh, man. Well, thank you, Solar, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so elated that we finally have a WLW ship.
Me too.
On the show. So now's the time where you can plug your stuff. Where can people find you? What are your social media ads?
So you guys can find me on Twitter. I go by a hint XX. Don't ask me, it was based off of the song, like, Take a Hint. Yeah, and, like, I basically write Misawa. I write, like, mostly Misawa, mostly, like, Aaron and Levi. But, like, if you guys would, like, if you, like, dig a little deep, you could probably find, like my old Crook in a Basket stuff and my old, what's it called? Haikyuu things, too. So, yeah, that's where you can find me.
Very, very cool. Very sweet. And if you like what you heard, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. We have a shit ton of episodes in our backlog about not this. So listen to this episode over and over and over again, please. And thank you. And support other support the one other WLW episode that we have, which is Kurosami. Hello. We're on Apple Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, I don't know, wherever you can listen to podcasts. And if you do want to support us monetarily, we have a Patreon where I do 2 bonus podcasts about fandom trauma and Alpha Beta Omegaverse. And there are more cool stuff if you mosey on over there. We have a Twitter and a TikTok where we post ship positivity, memes, fandom stuff, episode updates, whatever. It's all there at The One True Pod. And if you want to be a guest on the show, you could always slide into my DMs or send me an email at theonetruepod@gmail.com. One more time, thank you, Solar, for coming on the show, and I will see you all next week. Bye! The One True Podcast is made possible in part by the generous support of our patrons. Blessin, Co, Lena, Kennedy, Angie, Lauren, L, Moss, Liz Lubes, Linky, Slumber, Brittany Babbles, Carla Rodriguez, AO3_Faints, Emily Rowe, Roro, S, Ray, Trip, A Hapless Bystander, and Andrea. Thank you so much, and I'll see you later. Bye. I keep saying Nami Ramen, and I'm like, I'm very like embarrassed. Okay,
no, don't even be like, I used to do that a lot. Like Ramen and Robin,
how it's like impossible. My brain is soup anyway.